Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Above All, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Christmas is About Worship, from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're talking to you today about Christmas is about worship, and of course we are in the Christmas season. And it's an exciting time. Now, I know some of you, you use it as your stress level. You haven't gotten the food lined up, and you haven't got the gifts purchased, and you haven't gotten the tree up, and you, well, welcome to the club. Amen. My house looks just like it did during Thanksgiving in October and January and June, and then we haven't had time to put nothing up. But I'm not worried about that. The fact is, we celebrate Christmas because it's about the birthday of a Savior. And that really is the true meaning of Christmas. So don't let all the stress stuff get to you. Chill out and enjoy your Christmas. And enjoy your family. And enjoy your church. And most importantly, enjoy the Lord during this great season of worship. We are speaking today from the book of Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. But on this Sunday, on the third day of December, 2016, we're leading up to the day of the decree. For Christ was born in Bethlehem, and he was born to a virgin by the name of Mary, and she would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of the world has forgotten what Christmas is about. And I hate to say it, but a lot of churches have forgotten what Christmas is about because they're totally canceling everything on Christmas Sunday. But realize this today, it's a day of decree. It's the day that a Savior would be brought into this world and to be the Redeemer of our sins. Hallelujah. And what a blessing today. So God has a special word for His special people today. And you and I are His special people because if you're born again, you're a child of the living God and you've got something today to be thankful for, don't you? Something to be excited about. Christmas takes on a different meaning. And it's nothing wrong with the gifts, and it's nothing wrong with all the pageantry and the decorations and the sparkling lights and all the other things that we enjoy, and the food. And don't miss the food, by all means. And we enjoy being with our families and friends and just celebrating, but it all comes back to, though, what Christmas is all about. And Christmas is about a Savior coming to be worshipped. And to make such an awesome change in our hearts and our lives. So because of this one that came, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, now we have been made His special people. We're children of the Most High God. If you're born again today, the Word says you're an heir and a joint heir. The Word declares you as a follower today, as a believer, as a part of the kingdom of God. And even John the Revelator said, we are kings and priests in his company today. So thank God that we can have a special word from the Word of God to a special people today that our lives can be changed by Him. You realize over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ threw out a lifeline. He died on a cross. And of course, before that there could be a cross, there had to be a cradle. And that Jesus would come to be the Savior of the world. And because of this baby, this child, He came to deliver us from our sins because, see, that was the problem. The Bible has declared that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're sitting here today, and the fact is, every person that's ever walked on God's earth is a sinner. We're all sinful. We've all fallen short. We've all come short. We've all missed the mark, as the Word of God declares, because we were born into sin and we live in a sinful world. But thank God that God saves lost sinners. And that He delivers us from the penalty of sin today. Amen. So realizing this today, when you leave that out of Christmas, of what it's all about, you've missed the true meaning of the celebration of what Christmas is. Certainly, that is the hallmark of Christianity. It is the hallmark of Christmas that we celebrate a Savior. So Christmas really is an account of worship today, if you really think about it. Because, you know, as we're going to see here in the book of Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. It's always good to respect the Word, isn't it? But then when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to do what? To worship Him. May God add the blessing to the reading of His precious Word. You may be seated. You will notice throughout the pages of God's Word, and you will notice through the pages, especially in Matthew chapter 2, there runs a ribbon of worship in this chapter. God is impressing on our hearts about the importance of worship. First, it's seen in verse 2, as we just saw there in the pages of God's Word. Then we see that it's again in verse 8, for the Word says, "And He sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him." There's that word, worship. Is worship important? Absolutely. Was it important in that day when Christ was born and the shepherds came and the wise men came and then through the life of Christ and they came to worship Him? Is it important? Here it is in this day that we are living in where there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of trouble and a lot of distractions. Is it important that we worship the Lord? By all means. Because at the heart of Christmas is the worship that we have for Him. And that it's important that we worship. Then you go on into verse 11, you find they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down. And what did they do? And worshiped him. Oh, listen. Worship. And this is not the only place that it appears. There's consistency in the pages of God's Word. There's consistency through the writers of the Gospels that they came to worship him. And because this was not some mere baby, this was the Christ child, the promised child, the one that even God prophesied in the first prophecy of the Bible in Genesis 3:15, that He would come. And then you read about the prophets through the pages of God's Word. Isaiah prophesied, other prophets prophesied of the coming of a Savior. And thank God He came. And thank God He did not only come and be born into this world, but hallelujah, over 2,000 years ago to a place called Mount Calvary, there He laid down His life that we could have life and have it more abundantly. I am so glad Jesus came. I don't know about you, but that's the most exciting news I have ever heard, that Jesus came to save a sinner such as I. And I'm so glad that He came, and I'm so glad He has provided what we could not provide for ourselves. So, it is clear that Christmas is about worship. It's about worship of the most unique person today that has ever entered this planet. And His name, it is called no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's not the only name we find. We find that His name today is just consistently declared throughout the pages and the chapters and the Word of God about this one that would come, this Messiah. Isaiah called Him Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Then in Matthew 1:21, the Word declares, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. Thank God. Not just some mere mortal came. We're talking about today, this is the birth of majesty. This is the birth of the Messiah. This is the birth of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is the birth of God incarnate in flesh, fully God, fully man. I mean, it's beyond comprehension, but hallelujah, by faith you can believe it and receive it, and it'll make such an awesome change in your life when you come into a relationship and know Him as your personal Savior.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.